In the fall, four University of Wisconsin River Falls students died by suicide in less than 2 months. This semester, campus officials are offering counseling and mental health services. Corrine Hess reports some students say they want more.
It's another Mental Health Monday on the UW-River Falls campus. About 30 students are gathered at the University Center. The theme of this Mental Health Monday is sleep. Some are making aromatherapy oils. Others spin a wheel to win a sleep mask. Counselors want students to understand relaxation and healthy sleep habits are linked to better mental health. These student gatherings are part of the university's response to a series of suicides on campus. In the fall, four UW-River Falls students died by suicide in less than 2 months. Students say they're happy to have Mental Health Mondays, but they're looking for more.
It's a great way to bring people together, but nobody talks about the suicides that happened last semester.
That's freshman Chloe Skilly. She says she understands people are trying to move on, but losing four classmates in 8 weeks was unprecedented. Campus officials say the students' deaths were not directly linked. They're treating them as a suicide cluster because of the connections on the small campus. And that meant taking steps to avoid copycat suicides. Mental Health Mondays are one part of those efforts. Administrators have also made counselors available and even identified students on campus who could be at risk. But some students feel like they've been cut off from their ability to discuss the deaths. During winter break, campus officials removed a student-created memorial wall filled with handwritten notes and flowers. They say this was in line with mental health professionals' recommendations. Freshman RJ Forgia says the memorial was a place students could sit with their emotions.
People heal and grow after like such a loss, but like no one wants to forget about it. We're still like ready and willing to have these conversations.
Chancellor Maria Gallo says the university is not stopping students from having conversations about those who died, but she says those conversations are more appropriate in smaller groups.
Very personal and tragic circumstances, and I think that the students don't always realize that that's how it has to be, and it's the right thing to do to respect the families.
At the 5,000-person campus, many of the students knew at least one of the people who died last year. Annie Loss had classes and was in the same dorm as two of the women who died. Loss says she was worried about returning to school this semester because of her own struggles with mental health. She's a biochemistry major and said the pressure is sometimes too much to handle.
Classes are extremely difficult. Every class I go into and the harder they get, I feel dumber and dumber. Mental health-wise, it's still really challenging to get through.
The mental health crisis at UW-River Falls is not unique to the campus. It's mirrored across the state and country. According to federal data, between 2007 and 2021, the suicide rate among people aged 24 and younger increased 62%. In Wisconsin, a recent survey from the state's Office of Children's Mental Health found 1 in 10 teens attempted suicide last year. The report found many young people feel stress or even hopelessness about issues like academic pressure, gun violence, and climate change. Loss says her friends and parents help her deal with anxiety and mental health struggles. She's hoping the focus UW-River Falls has placed on mental health will continue beyond this year. Corrine Hess, Wisconsin Public Radio.